Officials at Bennett College in Greensboro are racing to meet a February 1st deadline to raise $5 million to convince their accrediting agency that the private, historically black college for women is financially sound. Last month, Bennett's accreditation was revoked based solely on financial shortcomings. School officials have appealed that decision and remain accredited during the appeal process. This past week, Bennett officials received two major boosts to its fundraising campaign. Joining me to talk about this and more is WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, who visited the campus this last week. Gwen, before we get to the fundraising campaign, let's get a sense of how the school ended up with its accreditation revoked.
In 2016, Mark, Bennett was placed on probation by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, or SACS, for being out of compliance with the agency's financial stability rules. There was concern about whether the school had enough finances to operate on a long-term basis. Now, the school had budget deficits for 7 of the last 11 years. Enrollment was down from a high of about 750 students to 465. Bennett's president, Phyllis Dawkins, says that number of 465 represents a 16% increase from the previous year. She says they also had a budget surplus of more than $400,000 last year. But SACS officials wanted to see more progress, especially where fundraising is concerned.
And Bennett's finances have been cause for concern before, right?
Yes, its accreditation was also threatened in 2002. Dr. Janetta Cole came to Bennett then from Spelman in Atlanta, the country's only other all-women's historically black college, where she increased the school's endowment fivefold. Cole raised more than $20 million in about 2 years for Bennett. Now, after she left Bennett in 2007, fundraising lagged, and today some Bennett students and alumni blame the board's chairman, North Carolina Senator Gladys Robinson, for not being more aggressive in fundraising and call for her resignation.
So Bennett officials say this $5 million campaign is crucial to getting their accreditation fully reinstated. How's that campaign going?
Well, last week, the private family-operated Z. Smith Reynolds Foundation in Winston-Salem donated $500,000 to help Bennett reach his goal. Also, Papa John's Pizza Chain gave the school a $500,000 grant. That brings the campaign up to $2.7 million. Now, officials with both say they will push to get others around the country to give to Bennett. I should mention that Papa John's was in hot water with the African-American community this summer after the company's founder, John Snatter, used the N-word in a telephone conversation. He resigned as the company's chairman shortly afterwards, and they've been trying to regain trust ever since.
Well, Gwen, are Bennett officials expecting more large donations to come in, and where are other contributions coming from?
Well, Daniel Gatlin, the Bennett vice president who's overseeing the campaign, says United Negro College Fund officials refer them to several large potential donors who they are waiting to hear from. Here, Gatlin talks about how former Bennett graduates are giving as well.
38% of the money that we've raised to this point has come from our alumni. So they are out there beating the streets, and they're really doing everything they can do to help save their institution.
Mark, Bennett has a Twitter slogan of hashtag stand with Bennett that's being reposted on people's accounts all over social media. And Gatlin says a large portion of the donations have come from those online appeals with amounts from $1 to $10,000.
The school has also received substantial donations from black sororities and fraternities and from some churches, right?
They have. Last week, they say they received about $80,000 from churches and more than $130,000 from fraternities and sororities. There seems to be a lot of energy picking up around the campaign off and on campus as the deadline nears. President Dawkins and others say they are confident they will reach the $5 million goal.
Now, in addition to fundraising concerns, what other concerns are there by the accrediting agency known as SACS?
Well, SACS officials won't discuss specifics behind their concerns. President Dawkins says they have about $8 million in debt. They were able to get their federal loan debt, which they used to construct three buildings, deferred for 6 years without interest being accrued during that time. They say that deferment will give them time to do some cost-cutting, implement a new business model, and aggressive enrollment campaign. They also want to increase their $13 million endowment to about $50 million.
And February 18th is when they'll have the appeal hearing before SACS. How's that looking?
Mark, I talked to SAC's Chief of Staff, Larry Irvin, who says any increase in financial resources will be a positive for Bennett when they go before the hearing committee. Irvin says a few schools that lost their accreditation solely due to finances have successfully appealed a SAC's decision. Schools that lose their accreditation often close because they can no longer receive federal student loan money, and 98% of Bennett students receive financial aid. Here's President Dawkins speaking on their options if they lose in the appeal.
If we're not successful with our appeal, we will sue SATS. We'll enter into a lawsuit, and SATS expect that, and we will maintain our accreditation as well. The other thing is we are applying to another accrediting body, Transnational Association for Christian Schools.
Bennett can apply to TRACS because they are a United Methodist college. I just add, Mark, that this effort to save Bennett has almost gone viral with national shows targeting African Americans such as the Tom Joyner Show, Ricky Smiley, and Roland Martin calling for donations. Five HBCUs have closed in the past 30 years, and others such as Barbara Scotia and Concord went down to about 55 students once they lost their accreditation. The HBCU community doesn't want to see that happen to Bennett.
WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thank you.
My pleasure.